Sometimes it's hard to find good news, but, you know, in a time of recession and things like that, we do have some of that rare commodity. And on the line is Dr. Mary Meaney, who is the president of the Institute of Technology in Blanchardstown. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Now, Mary, you do have definitely some good news to report, and it's part of what is known as the Springboard Initiative. Could you just tell us briefly what this is about?
I could indeed. I suppose the first piece of the good news is that we have 350 free places at higher education here in the Institute of Technology in Blanchardstown to offer people who find themselves in the unfortunate situation of being unemployed. As you rightly said, this is part of what is known as the Springboard Initiative, which is a Department of Education and HEA-funded initiative that really is going to offer opportunity for unemployed people to maybe upskill or reskill and to avail of those opportunities in many of the colleges around the country. And I say we're particularly delighted that we have 350 places to offer people here in Blanchardstown.
Yeah. I don't go all political, but Blanchardstown, you would have a significant demographic who would come from what we'd call disadvantaged areas.
That's very true, and I suppose Blanchardstown, since our inception here in 1999, we have worked very hard, I suppose, with many of those areas and many of the schools in particular to try and encourage people to, I suppose, firstly stay on at school and secondly then to transfer to higher education, because I suppose one of the things that has been proven beyond doubt with through research has been the fact that the higher the level of qualification that you have, the greater chance that you will have in your future, and even currently, I suppose, the less chance that you will be unemployed. So that has been and continues to be quite a challenge, but I think at this stage, and I think that's the different thing about this recession, is that there are so many people who have availed of higher education and who have availed of education and have worked in very maybe high power jobs, who have found themselves in this situation and this very unfortunate situation of being unemployed.
Yeah.
And I think this programme is very much looking at a collection of everybody. It's not just those who missed out first time round, but it's those who maybe, as I say, did follow a career first time round that looked like it had great opportunities, but unfortunately things have changed and now those opportunities have vanished.
Yeah, just so people don't get the idea that I'm inferring that all of your students come from disadvantaged areas, you do actually draw students from other counties.
Oh, well, I mean, and of course all students in Dublin 15 would not be disadvantaged.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Absolutely not. No, I mean, we have a very diverse student population in terms of students. I mean, most of our students, as you say, will come from Dublin North West, I suppose, and around us, but they're coming in from Kildare, they're coming in from Louth, from Meath, and I suppose most of the uneven Dublin numbers is how we would describe it. So you get the Dublin 15s, the 11s, the 9s, the 7s. And we would have, at this stage we have just touching 3,000 students, and they come from a huge variety of backgrounds. But as I say, at the same time, we will always try and encourage those who it might not be their first choice, or they might not have had the opportunity to avail of higher education.
Yeah, again, to underline your commitment, you've just mentioned 3,000 students. Offering 350 free places is quite some contribution to make the community.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it's a huge contribution from, I suppose, the staff that are involved here, and to be, I suppose, we'll have to acknowledge the funding coming definitely from the HEA. It is a very significant opportunity, and it is one that we hope that people, will take up, and it is one that we hope will be, I suppose, transforming, and then certainly will offer opportunity to people once they've completed these programmes.
Yeah.
But the other thing just to say about them is the programmes have been specifically identified in areas of growth in the economy, or areas where jobs are available in the economy. So it's not that these are right across the board, that they tend to be quite specific in terms of areas like IT, in terms of the engineering areas, trades areas, one that would have been badly hit, things like creative digital media, languages. So they are quite focused in terms of what is on offer. And that is very much to try and ensure that those who participate in these programmes will really have an opportunity once they've completed them successfully.
Yeah, you mentioned languages, and that's interesting because, as I say, it is the Institute of Technology, but presumably you're using languages with computers or something like that.
Well, the two specific ones we have actually are very much based on the language, and again, it's certificates in languages for the export market. And I suppose this has been identified many times that, as I think, as a native Irish population, we tend to rely on our English, and there is really a need now, given that we're this small open economy, and that we are so reliant on exports, to have people who are technically competent in the language and who are fluent in that language, and again, will then obviously have the skills then in terms of, in this case, export marketing.
Right. And I'm assuming that one of the languages might be German.
It is indeed.
Would the others be Japanese, Chinese?
No, the other one's actually French.
Oh, French.
So we're sticking with the European market at the moment in terms of the two that we have.
Okay.
But well, the challenge particularly with that one is that for both of those, you need to have a level of language.
Yeah.
And then we will, I suppose, add skill or allow you the opportunity to add skill and to upskill in that language, and particularly oriented around the export market. And this is one, certainly, that there are jobs in. And we know recently, I think it was PayPal only recently announced that they were hiring very much from abroad because they couldn't get the language skills here in Ireland. And if it's something that you're particularly interested in, I think there is opportunity there.
Right. You mentioned then levels of competency. Are there entrance criteria for all of these courses? Would they vary, or would they be points-based?
They're not points-based, and they vary. And we are offering on a first-come, first-served basis. So the best thing to do is to look at springboardcourses.ie or indeed our own website, itb.ie. But, you know, for example, if you have currently maybe got a higher certificate in computing, there's an opportunity for you to upskill in the area of information security and digital forensics, but you would need to have the higher cert. So here's an opportunity for you to go further.
Right.
If you had maybe a national craft certificate, so if you'd been working in the trade areas, and you hold that cert already, there's opportunities there for you in retrofit and in efficient heating systems. So again, it's to add more skill, and again, in the new areas that might be available or are available as we look forward. There's things like the higher diploma in science and computing. So if you already have a degree, but it's in an area that you can't get employment in, there's an opportunity for you with a 60 credit program to convert into computing. So it doesn't matter what your primary degree is. It can be an arts degree, it can be a language degree, social science degree, whatever. Architects, for example, are taking some of these programs. So it really is a one-year, very intense, well, in this case it's part-time, but if it was run on the full-time basis, it would be the equivalent of 1 year full-time, very intense program.
Oh.
That will convert you into a computer graduate. Again, opportunities and things like that. We also have master programs on offer. And they're particularly on offer again in computing, in information security and digital forensics, which again is an area of major interest.
Oh, definitely information security is of much interest nowadays. Definitely. Talking about admission policy and that, Mary, what is the time frame for admissions? By when should people apply?
Well, as I say, we're offering on a first-come, first-served basis. So to be honest, the sooner the better, I think, for a number of reasons. One, you'll get your offer sooner, but also in terms of just preparing and planning to go to college, I think it's a good idea to give yourself some lead-in. But we will be offering up until the courses are either full or up until the beginning of September. Now, I suppose the other thing just to comment that, again, organised by Springboard, the whole Springboard initiative in the HEA, there is actually a roadshow going to take place. And again, if we're talking about Dublin, it'll be in the Royal College of Surgeons on the 14th of August.
Right.
So if you were unsure, you could, I suppose, just go along to that. It's open to everybody, and you would get all the colleges in the Dublin region that are offering programmes will be there, and there will be somebody there for you to talk to.
Well, that's definitely a date to bear in mind, the 14th of August
in the Royal College of Surgeons. Yes.
And that's on Stephen's Green, is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, Mary, many thanks for sharing the good news with us and all that's on offer in the Institute of Technology in Blanchardstown. And I may come back to you for an update on this, how successful the students have been.
I look forward to being able to sing that from the rooftops.
Okay, look, many thanks, Mary.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye.